with Bob Chapman. Go ahead, Mark.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi, Alex and Bob. How y'all doing today?
Good.
Alex, a massive poster campaign on the vaccination deception is certainly in order, no doubt, not just in the United States, but throughout the world. Now, additionally, forming groups of organized and public protest and public exposure that will force the mass media of this country and the world to report on the deadly ingredients of the upcoming global vaccinations, I think would also be powerful, as well as an expedited production and release of a video by yourself, perhaps titled The Vaccination Deception.
All right, let me be clear. That's a great idea, The Vaccination Deception. I've interviewed Tenpenny and others. There is a section in the new film about the vaccine. It's just it's coming out right in October, and they may back off by then. So I need to make it just about how they use overall vaccine systems. But going back to Bob Chapman, Bob, isn't just the idea of lots of posters lets people get the idea that other people are upset? It's harder to go form groups. Out of this, you can form groups.
That's correct. And also, you have existing groups that you would introduce these, you know, poster to and said, look, if you're going to do this, you got to do that too, because they're going to disagree with the vaccination process. So you would get a hold of those groups and introduce them to posters and say, put them up everywhere. And I've done that before. Of course, I'm a little old for it now, but during political campaigns, you know, we'd go out and from 10 o'clock at night to 6 o'clock in the morning and put posters everywhere.
Yeah, there's nothing more American, nothing more pro-liberty, and the fact that government's trying to demonize it is outrageous. San Francisco won first place. The guys that did Lower Manhattan, you won second place. And I'm watching all these other videos. I think I know who third place is. I'll announce it on Monday. Or during the weekend, they'll be posted up on the site. We're launching a new contest that'll be up by tonight or tomorrow to expose the flu, okay, to expose the shots. I've just got to get all that written up and done as well. Speaking of the posters, let's go to Jeff in South Dakota. Jeff, quickly, what happened to you?
Yeah, yes, Alex and Bob. I was in Broken Bow, Nebraska, which is where my wife is also a nurse. I went down to the local gun show. I was going to take a picture of this huge Obama poster that the local IT slash, you know, all-in-one store guy had up there at the gun show. This thing must have been 8x10. In the meantime, I'm putting up my own posters and stuff outside of the Obama Joker poster and stuff. And as soon as I went back in to do stuff, I noticed my posters and stuff would get ripped down. I noticed a couple of gentlemen outside. One looked like a farmer. Another one looked just like a cowboy. And it turned out to be the promoters. They, in the meantime, went inside, made Jim take down his big poster, which I wanted to get for you, Alex. This would have been huge. I mean, a nice poster for you. I came back. I said, well, what was up? Why are you taking this stuff down? They said, well, we're afraid to be political because the mayor of the town here in Broken Bow, Nebraska, might kick us out of the municipal building.
And exactly. That's how this tyranny works. First, they tell churches they can't. Now they're and then everybody's just – in fact, that's what the local paper in Austin – in Hayes County says, we can't allow any of this. It's un-American. And soon, that's the point, no one has any free speech. Bob Chapman, this is exactly what we're talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And what you do is you tell a man to take a hike.
That's what I was saying. What really made him mad, I said, well, your ancestors must have been Tories or something. I said, you know, maybe they were fighting on the wrong side of the revolution, and they started getting in my face. Obviously, my hands are full of stuff, and just literally pushed and shoved me out the door. You know, these were supposed to be supposed right-wing conservative people. I said, well, you're no better shutting me down than Obama or Clinton or Bush was.
No, they are. They're cowards. They literally worship licking boots, and we better not let anybody put posters up. They might come get us in America, you know. I mean, they might as well live in Romania in 1965. They might as well live in Ukraine in 1935. I mean, these people want to be raped. They want to be enslaved. It's disgusting. Keep it up, Jeff. Get the posters out all over the town. Don't stop. Bob Chapman, his forecast comes out twice a week. Get a free copy at theinternationalforecaster.com. See you next week, my friend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. There he goes. We'll be right back with a special guest, the medical doctor, that came out and said this health care plan is eugenics. He resigned from the AMA.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's done some research, and when you start rationing health care, and it looks as if that couldn't happen. I mean, if you got 50 million more people in the system and a certain number of doctors, people are going to be in line. You're going to have to determine who gets the next treatment. Is unfairly, the elderly are the ones who are going to get shortchanged.
That's so true. I mean, in a way, it's a form of eugenics.
And that's why we've got him on with us. I continually hear him point out how they want to put troops on the streets, have the inoculations, martial law. Now Ron Paul's talking about it. Former Congressman Dick Armey saying they may use this as a pretext to get their health care rammed through this flu hype that they've got going. So joining us for one segment, and then we've got Congressman Ron Paul coming up, is, of course, Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox News contributor. And I certainly agree with a lot of the information he covers and also meshes with some of the other medical doctors and virologists and epidemiologists that we have on. Sir, thanks for coming on with us.
Good to see you. How are you doing? Nice to be on.
Good, good. Give us your take on Obamacare. I mean, I've gone over the sections. All that bad stuff is in there, or it points at boards that we know do carry out all this rationing. We know what happens in Canada and England and Germany. That's on record. You can watch the House of Commons on C-SPAN and see them admitting it. I mean, as a doctor, give us your snapshot of this program, where you see it going, and why you're saying it borders on eugenics.
Well, I think the big issue here is that it starts in the wrong place. I'm getting more and more disturbed about it now that we're seeing, you know, these religious references, and everyone that doesn't agree with President Obama is somehow bearing false witness. I mean, how awful is that? I mean, you know, I think that the whole discussion is misguided. First of all, anybody understands in the United States that if we're going to change something, we need a debate. So it's very suspicious that if you disagree with the president or the administration, somehow you're wrong. I mean, where's the debate then? There's got to be something to discuss. And what about practicing physicians who are in the trenches every day with patients and see where this is going? You know, I'm not an insurance salesman. I work with patients. I have to deal with insurance, public and private. So why isn't the administration more interested in the fact that practicing physicians are having a problem with this? We don't think that government insurance works that well. We don't think that Medicaid works well at all. We don't think Medicare is working very well.
Well, they're admitting, doctor, they can't even read the 1,300-page bill. Conyers admits that. I mean, how can they implement something if they can't even read what was written by special interest, A, and then B, going back and backing you up? We have them all over the news now as a mantra saying, you can't even call it socialism or you're a racist using the N-word. They are weaponizing politics, terrorizing the public, and invoking racism. They're actually the ones using race. They're the ones that are engaging in racism, race pimping.
Well, I mean, I think that we have to get back to basics here. You know, what are the basics? The basics are, whether they like it or not, healthcare and health insurance are not the same thing. I mean, why? Americans understand that. That's one of the reasons we're having the problem we're having. Americans understand that. They own an automobile, and they know if they bring their automobile in with a scratch, their rates are going to go up. And if they try to bring their automobile in with a scratch too much, they're going to find out there are no repair shops around taking their insurance. That's something we've lost sight of with health insurance. Health insurance is the problem. It's not the solution. And government-run health insurance is absolutely the worst. So it's completely disingenuous to have this discussion without looking at what real healthcare needs are. And one thing is, and this is where I get very upset, there's a great shortage of physicians in the United States. There's an estimated 40,000 primary care physicians we're going to be lacking in the next 10 years, and you can probably triple that given the fact that we have 78 million baby boomers coming in. Then let's piss off physicians more. Let's cut them. Oh, don't worry. We're not cutting benefits to patients. We're only cutting benefits to the poor guy in a Medicaid clinic who's already doing cataract surgery for free and saw his reimbursements cut down from $1,700 to $500 and has to file the paperwork with Medicaid before he can get a penny.
And he can't even afford, my dad's a physician, he can't even then afford the medical malpractice insurance. People aren't living in the real world that don't live and work as a physician like you do. And I think you point out the whole debate's a fraud. Back before we had medical insurance, we even had better access to health care. It becomes just this bigger and bigger fraud, this bigger and bigger scam where the expenses of the bureaucracies go up and the media is saying it's the doctors getting the money. I see the statistics. Doctors in the last 20 years, in many cases, are making half of what they were.
You know, people ask me all the time, why aren't doctors fighting? I'll give you a couple of answers for that. The number one, you're not going to believe, which is they're too busy taking care of patients. Number two is most doctors realize that they're being steamrolled and they don't feel that there's anything to do about it, so why waste the time? But there's going to be a rude awakening in a few years if this gets slammed down. Doctors are going to revolt. And I'll have to tell you, full disclosure, here's how doctors revolt. They either drop out or they game the system. Now, the patients want that. You want to be gamed? You want your doctor to drop out? Let's deal with a real myth that you're going to get to keep the doctor you got now till he quits. You know, great quote, get to keep the doctor you have now. So, you know, physicians are being completely ignored in this whole discussion. And a few of us have loud voices, but clearly the debate, would you have a debate about who's operating your train without talking about the conductor? Would you say, let's pad the seats, let's get new dining cars? By the way, the engineer's quitting. Who's driving the train?
Well, that's like the government says they're going to put screen doors on submarines without consulting the engineer who designed the submarine.
It's totally the case. And I don't want your listeners to think, by the way, that I only care about doctors, but there's a trickle-down effect here. Because everybody knows that when you go to the doctor's office, you're not meeting President Obama, you're meeting your physician. And it's not that and by the way, one more thing that I don't think I've ever said before. I want to make a really, really important point here. You know, doctors are not the same doctors that we were dealing with in 1964 when Medicare came down the pike. Those doctors were definitely living high on the hog, and there was a lot of fat on the bone. Now, I don't happen to think the fat was chipped off the bone in the right way. I don't think HMOs work very well, and I know that the government insurance doesn't. But the doctors we have now are very close to the bone. They have very, very high overhead. They're working their butts off. They're seeing 40 patients a day. What do you want to see, 60? I mean, let's flood their offices with millions of more patients and pay them less, and hospitals we're going to cut?
I mean, I've seen it with nurses. That's why they got such a shortage there. I mean, it's a hellish job because they are overworking everybody. And they use a few specialists on TV to demonize the profession. In the 5 minutes we got left, I want to plug your website. It's drsiegel.com. That's drsiegel.com. I wanted to specifically get into eugenics, though. You said it's almost like eugenics. Well, the bioethicist boards have a lot of eugenicist ideas in them. Europe, as you know, they've said if you're old, you don't deserve the same care as a young person. We know that Daschle's book said, if you're old, you don't deserve the care. So, can you elaborate as a well-known, prominent physician, why you use the word eugenics?
Because we're trained in medical school not to make any difference between one patient and another. I've talked about that endlessly and thought about that. I don't treat, you know, overweight people differently than skinny people, except that I might focus on being overweight as a problem. I don't say, this patient has no money, I'm going to treat them less. I don't say, this person's rich, I'm going to treat them better. My patients wouldn't have it any other way. So where's the government coming along saying, you know, things like Ezekiel Emanuel has written about life years? Too many life years? I mean, what is that all about? Why don't elderly deserve the same care as young people? A patient is a patient is a patient. That's the only way doctors can practice, and it's the only way healthcare can be delivered, and it's what the United States wants.
And they're phrasing it in the media and the government like it's good, like you want the government taking tests away. You want the government giving you a aspirin for a heart attack like Cuba. I mean, this is crazy.
Well, I don't think the government, I think the biggest issue with the government, by the way, is that they don't have the qualifications. And that, you know, never mind that they do such a great job with the IRS and with the post office. But they, you know, they're just learning their talking points now. I mean, they're going to seminars and tutorials on healthcare. I mean, you can't, you know, that's the thing that's most disturbing here of all. I watch politics with a jaundiced eye to begin with. But where do these guys get off thinking they can be healthcare experts? That's the biggest bearing of false witness here to begin with. I mean, where'd this guy get an MD from? You know, we're in this I've been in this for two decades already, and I'm not just a practicing physician. As you know, I'm writing about this. I've been writing about health policy for 10 years.
Right.
I studied this very carefully. There's too many people in this dealing with this, ramming this down our throats, who are not qualified to be looking at health care and health reform.
But they are qualified to steal 20% of the country's economy that's not under government control so they can give it to their fat cat buddies is now coming out. In closing, the flu. I've seen no U.S. media. I'd love for you to break this nationally. You've got the power to do it. The Sunday Mail, the London Telegraph, German News reports, swine flu jab linked to killer nerve disease. Leaked letter reveals concern of neurologists over 25 deaths in America in the test alone of the vaccine by Gillian Bernays and other deaths of neurological, it's switching on some autoimmune response, massive brain swelling. Doctor, your comments on this and the news saying three shots could mutate in the body.
Well, look, I think it's a mild virus. I think that, as you hinted before I came on, we don't know how it's going to be hyped yet. We don't know what the administration's going to do to hype it. I think it's a mild virus, but I do think it's made its way around the world, and I think we have to pay particular attention to it. I don't think we can ignore it, but the hysteria is totally ridiculous. I think we need a vaccine to it, but the vaccine that is problematic, because in 1976, we had what we thought was a swine flu epidemic, which was completely fabricated, it turned out, and we ended up with close to 1,000 cases of ascending paralysis as a result. That could happen again, but I don't want to use fear of the vaccine to replace fear of the virus. I don't like fear in general. I've written books on this. And
but, doctor, we got 30 seconds. My issue here is that internal CDC, they're saying, were you aware of this? It's not in our news.
I'm aware of it.
You are aware?
I'm aware of it, but I don't know to the extent to which it's a problem versus 76. In other words, it remains to be seen how significant a side effect this is. Before I go and tell people, be afraid of this vaccine, I want to see more about what a risk this really is.
Exactly, but they're keeping it secret, so shouldn't that be public? Shouldn't there be a big debate about this?
There should be a big debate about this, but I'm telling you right now, I'm always on the side of the facts, and I want to close by saying I think the vaccine is going to be safe.
DrSiegel.com. Doc, thanks for talking to us.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime.
You bet.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
I'm going to be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. here in this very studio. Also simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the members that have made the show possible. I mean, how could that last doctor, who's a nice guy and it speaks out more than most against the system, calling it eugenics, say, yeah, I know it's killing some people, but, you know, we got to see if this is, I forget his exact quote, you know, an acceptable level of side effects. Because, you know, that's what they do. They triage. They say, well, if this vaccine saves 10,000 people, but it kills 1,000, you know, it's okay. That's kind of the medical idea. I'm not saying Siegel's saying that, but it's in the same general idea and area. They know it doesn't protect you from the flu. They know it's already mutated. That you know their history of adding stuff to it. You've got to admit what this medical system's doing, hyping this flu that's killed almost nobody up like it's the end of the world. This is a big deal. We're going to expose it with the contest. Ron Paul is coming up, and then the rebroadcast starts, and I'll be back this Sunday live. I want to thank the crew. In fact, guys, make sure I also, I'm supposed to, during the break, call that other TV reporter. So, and when Duke gets back, make sure, I'm having to give orders right now because I've got a bunch of stuff coming up. My mind starts racing with all the different things we do. Make sure we go ahead and give the Fox News reporter that young man's phone number that put the posters up so they can get the facts straight in the Fox News story. So that's happening too. I wanted to thank a few of the sponsors that I haven't really gotten to today before we go into this Ron Paul interview that's coming up, because it is the sponsors that make this radio show possible. MySolarBackup.com, a lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricane, snow, and ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our good and wonderful longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. The website's MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. They have the Power Source 1800-watt generator and high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. MySolarBackup.com or 877-327-0365. And lastly, before I had a few other little pieces of news here and go to the Ron Paul interview, I want to thank the great folks at FrontSight. This is the premier national shooting training center that's got 4 and 5 day courses, no drill instructor attitude, great for the whole family. They have a lot of free stuff online as well, a great free newsletter, FrontSight.com, and they're giving a free XD pistol in the caliber of your choice when you sign up for the 5 day world class gun training at FrontSight Firearms Training Institute, and also get the 30 state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. So the website's FrontSight.com. Take advantage of that today at FrontSight.com. I didn't plug really any sponsors till late last hour, and wanted to get those in and thank them because they make the show possible. And I also want to thank everybody out there that is making copies of my films and getting them out to people, everybody out there that's spreading the word about the radio show, the free podcast, that you can go to the listen page at the top of Infowars.com. Yeah, there's the Fox News story. Felony vandalism charges possible in Obama Joker poster case. We have Joshua Miller's number from Fox. He's been calling us. We need to call him and explain this is all a fraud. And the police told the young man that we know this is selective enforcement and that they don't normally go after people from this, but it's political pressure. And that Obama supporters were there snapping photos of people doing it and saying, we're going to turn you in, just like Obama told them to do on his own website. So, again, this is a big, big issue. We'll have more for you on the abbreviated Sunday show as well. In other news, the dollar is plunging. All the real economic numbers show commodities exploding because of dollar devaluation. It takes more dollars worldwide to buy those. Governments are moving away from the dollar. Unemployment skyrocketing. Every real economic indicator is we're dead meat. Meanwhile, the media is telling you the economy's great because it is for the big bankers and the billionaires and the people that control trillions. This is their big consolidation, their vertical integration. Because we're armed, they can't come in with a Soviet takeover right away, so they can economically rape us. And Obama's their front man to take the blame of that, just like Bush was involved. We have got to expose the offshore banks for stealing $23.7 trillion in the last 10 months, hoarding that money, and paying banks not to loan to the citizens to kill the economy so the banks can force a consolidation. They want a destroyed economy. Not your local bank, the big multinational king banks want to destroy the economy so they can consolidate it and vertically integrate it. I want to say great job to the crew here as well. Before I run out of time with this interview with Ron Paul, don't know if we'll have time for that coming up, and all the sponsors and affiliates. Be sure and support our local sponsors as well. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
PM. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And we have the one, the only, Dr. Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul. We're going to talk about socialized health care. People have actually read the subsections. We have them here. Total takeover. He'll be breaking that down. He's got bills to beat it and to really fix health care. Auditing the Fed. We're going to get into that and so much more. And he's a medical doctor. We're going to talk about this flu hype, trying to stampede people into federalization, UN control of the level 6 pandemic, and a lot more with Congressman Ron Paul. Congressman, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Let's get into the National Socialist Health Care. Obama tried to stonewall people and said this is no big deal, but people have now read the bill. You're a medical doctor and a congressman. Can you tell us what's really in that bill?
Well, it is nationalized health care. This pretense that it isn't, you know, completely just means that there's some transition involved. So
their goal is to have one party payer, which means that they control everything. And there's a lot of other bad things in too, like these, like this effort to consult with anybody who's over a certain age and talk to them about end of life type of procedures. This bill is just such an outrage. The American people see it for what it is. It's going to cost a lot of money. Their care is not going to be improved, and that special interest will be served.
Congressman, when I was talking to you when we first got you on during that one-minute break, you brought up the rebellion against really both parties, but mainly the Democrats, Doggett being shouted down, Republican congressman, Delaware congressman, Specter getting chanted down, people saying, we don't want your socialist big government health care. That has got to be exciting when their own constituents are shouting them down.
Yeah, I think, and this is different. I don't remember seeing the people so angry as they are now. But I think what they've discovered is that government is a failure. They've been, it isn't so much that they're all saints now and they don't want the government taking care of them. I think a lot of people have come to the realization that you can't trust government. The government's been promising me all this, and they were going to give me all these free things and wouldn't cost anything, and I'd have a good job, and we'd live happily ever after. They're starting to realize now that it's not so, and they're going to end up with a lot of debt, and the government can't be trusted. That's a healthy start. So it is our job now to fill in the void and tell them what the role of government ought to be so that we can take all this energy and anger and redirect it.
Exactly, because you have always said that the danger point is that when we come to this crisis, the collapse of big government, they're going to try to make it even bigger and a total tyranny. We've got to be there beforehand and during saying, no, let's get back to the system that's proven to be the most bountiful, the most free, the beautiful system, the great design our founders gave us.
Yeah, and up until now, they've been able to use fear as their best tactic, and whether it's on foreign policy issues or domestic policy issues, that's how that first TARP fund went through. You know, the whole thing would be collapsing. You know, we have to do this rapidly. Don't ask any questions. Appropriate $700 billion, and we'll take care of everything. So if things get worse, they'll say, boy, this is more reason than ever for the government to take over. And, of course, we still have the threat of martial law coming in, because I think they haven't forgotten about that, and I don't think they'd hesitate to use it.
Congressman, when we come back, I want to talk about the establishment's response, though, to the majority of House members now wanting to audit the Fed and the people getting angry. Lloyd Doggett and others went on the news and said it was all staged, all fake. It didn't matter that I found out my neighbor was there and buying groceries at Randall's in South Austin where I live and went over and started chanting. It didn't matter if one of my dad's employees at his dental office was there at the meeting, a Democrat who was sent the letter and that she was mad at him. It didn't matter that it was real. He just says it's fake. But everywhere, people are saying, no, this just sounds like Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake.
Yeah.
In fact,
so they'll wake up soon. I think that this is not going to go away very quickly.
Absolutely. We're going to come back and talk more about this. There they are, chanting at Lloyd Doggett. Hundreds and hundreds of people literally chasing him from the building, and he says it's staged. Well, it's not staged. We ended that segment with video and audio of Congressman Lloyd Doggett, a big collectivist, being booed off the stage at a Randall's grocery store here in Austin. Now, I talked to people that were there. They said, we don't want this. And he said, I don't care what you want. I'm going to do it. I saw him during the cap and trade say, I don't care if I'm getting 5-1 calls against this. I'm going to do it. That seems to be his call sign. And then the media is acting like it's un-American and bad that citizens would dare chant at him. Is it un-American to go talk to your politicians?
Well, when we can't do that, it's all over. You know, the First Amendment tells you something about petitioning Congress and having some redress. So I would say that if they ever get to the point where they want to enforce that, where you can't call down your elected officials, the ballgame's over. But right now, I think there's still enough room. You're still on the radio. I still speak out. I still am in Congress. So we have a vehicle. The answer is going to be, can we awaken and alert enough people to become activists and rally the cry for freedom?
So the control freaks, statists, are in a race against time. We're in a race against them. Where would you put our situation as humanity, as an American people? We see a huge awakening taking place. Is the momentum beginning to shift in our direction?
I don't think there's any doubt about it. You know, I keep thinking about what our history was like in the 20s and the 30s. In the 20s and the 30s, early 30s, everything had already shifted intellectually. But even when Roosevelt ran in 1932, he ran on a conservative platform, the gold standard and balance the budget, and criticized Hoover for doing all the dumb things. But the intellectual community had already come to the welfare state and socialism, and that, is, of course, is what Roosevelt responded to. I think it may well be reversed right now, because now when I go out and talk to colleges and campuses and kids and all, they know what Austrian economics are, and they know about the Federal Reserve. I mean, just think of the momentum we have on the Federal Reserve, auditing the Fed. So I would say underneath the momentum is on our side. But in Washington, and the intellectual communities are still very statist. So this to me is very encouraging, but we have to translate that eventually into political action. But the contest is on, and we have a long way to go yet.
Congressman, what are the tricks up the sleeve of the establishment? The people don't want socialized health care. They don't want open borders. They don't want new wars. They don't want a private Federal Reserve that's above the law. But the establishment, it seems, instead of trying to give an olive branch, seems to be entrenching themselves further. I mean, you're a well-read person. I'm sure you know Alabama's announcing they're going to use regular army as their new police force. Schenectady, New York's asking for federal troops. The Marines in California are running DWI checkpoints. CNN and Fox are reporting the Army's going to lock down cities and try to carry out forced inoculations. Now, they're trying to announce this. I'm not saying they're going to get away with it, but they're certainly saying it. Martial law was threatened against Congress last year if they didn't give in to the bankers. Clearly, NORTHCOM, it appears, is a receivership arm now for the offshore corporations that are trying to assanguinate or absorb the United States. Your comments on the swine flu, the hype, the fear, it's killed less than 200 people in the U.S., and the regular flu kills 37,000, the CDC says, but they're saying the end of liberty, the end of freedom, forced inoculations because of a couple hundred dead. Is this an excuse for federal expansion of power?
Yeah, it's pure propaganda, you know, to get us involved overseas. It's war propaganda on somebody's going to attack us with a nuclear weapon if we don't go in and invade other countries. The same way you're domestically scare people. Most people don't know what you just said, that tens of thousands of people die from flu every year, and now we have a couple hundred, and they want us to just sacrifice our choices and just say, oh, okay, if you tell us we need a shot, we'll do it. But, you know, there will come a time when there will be enough of us that will just raise Cain. But the other thing that's happening is the government's running out of money. There's a limit. You know, they can have a lot of war propaganda, but if they don't have any money and can't fight these wars, the empire ends. Same way domestically. That's why people should be prepared for bad times and survival reasons, know how to take care of themselves, know something about personal health care. And there probably will always be an underground economy, regardless of how bad it gets, which means there will be, you know, even in the Soviet system, you know, the people who were in the know-how and always ended up with a private doctor. But let's hope it never gets that bad. That's the whole thing. That's what we work so hard to try to prevent. But when you hear these stories about the use of force and the use of martial law and the tremendous invasion of our privacy, that to me is scary, that nothing is private anymore. Everything in the government is secret, and your privacy is non-existent. That is where the real problem is. We need to reverse that sentiment.
Well, Congressman, you are a medical doctor. And I pulled up your quotes from the 70s when you came out and said, we've had a few deaths at a military base. That, by the way, was triggered after an inoculation. And then thousands died. Tens of thousands got sick from the swine flu vaccine itself. You were proven right then. How did you know it was a fraud in 76, 77? And I know you've spoken out against it today. Can you specifically give us your take on where it's going? Because it looks like, from my research, Obama is going to use fear over this flu as a political smokescreen and as kind of a false flag or controlled crises so government can grandstand as our savior to push through the carbon tax in the Senate, to push through the amnesty, the gun control, the socialized health care. That's why you now see Pelosi and others saying, we're going to try this in October. I mean, do you concur that that looks like how this is triangulating, or give us your expert?
Yeah, it's hard to say, but I think, yes, there will definitely be some votes in September and October for them to bring this up. But on the inoculations, main reason why I was skeptical even in 76 is I don't like the mass treatment of people. It's just bad medicine. That doesn't mean that I have an attitude that inoculations are never good. Matter of fact, I think polio was truly eradicated by inoculation as well as smallpox. But the question is should government be making massive decisions? Under the Constitution, there's not supposed to be any government involvement at all. So, but government's inept. I remember that vote in 76. It was interesting. There were two of us that voted against it. And the other one was Dr. Larry McDonald. And I'm sure you remember that name, but he and I were the only two, and we were, I think there were three physicians at the Congress, but the two of us, as physicians voted against it, believing it was bad medicine.
Yeah, I would ask you, Congressman, please don't take any flights from Alaska to South Korea.
No, I don't plan to do that.
Well, I think there'd be a revolt in this country if they did to you what they did to McDonald.
Yeah. So,
certainly.
We will continue the fight. There is no doubt about that. But the momentum is on our side. You know, people have warned me all about taking on the Federal Reserve. But the momentum is building. You know, we worry about how much pressure they have and how much authority they have. But because we've done our grassroots work, we've gotten the large majority of members of Congress to support our auditing bill. And that didn't come from me persuading the congressman. That came from exactly what's going on at these town hall meetings, the people being upset. In this way, I think we harness the energy in the correct way and say, look, there's a problem there, and one of the problems is they don't tell us what they're doing, and here we have this secret organization that prints money, spends the money outside the budget, and people have responded, and that's why we have this 282 members of Congress on it. I suspect we're going to get more. Once we hit the 290, which means that we'll have two-thirds vote, or the 300, right in that area, I think that's the time I'm going to really start putting pressure on the leadership to bring this up. So far, they're indicating that they'll bring the bill up, you know, in a mixture of other bills, but they might get bogged down. So I think after we go back there, you may be hearing some announcements on where we want to direct our energies, because we have such great momentum on that issue.
And then if the Senate tries to block it with a procedure, that is going to be political suicide, isn't it? Because, I mean, in polls, over 75% of Americans want to audit or abolish the Fed. That will only say, what are you hiding? Why can't we look at what you're doing? I mean, did you see Bernanke? Well, obviously you did, sputtering and bumbling around on PBS in Kansas City about why no one can see the books. I mean, he looked like Sylvester caught with Tweety Bird feathers sticking out of his mouth.
Yeah. And, you know, what I'm suspecting, and we'll see if I'm right about this suspicion, is I think eventually they're going to use national security as an excuse to keep the books closed. You know, a lot of times what the CIA does and all, they say, oh, national security, you're not allowed to know this. We can't try this person, national security, because they do use funds to get involved in foreign affairs, because they can make deals with other governments, other central banks, international financial organizations, and that's the kind of stuff that they don't want us to know about. So if there's some really big deals going in there and they don't want us to know about it, we'll see. We'll see if they start talking about, well, some of this stuff you guys shouldn't know because that might undermine our national security.
Okay, Congressman, we've got about 12 minutes left. I want to move quickly now through a whole host of questions. For stations, a network break's coming up. It's our break. We're skipping it. The network's not taking it. Congressman Ron Paul is our guest till 30 after. Congressman, specifically on the economy, they told us 3 years ago we weren't in a recession. Then 2 years later, they admitted we'd been in one for over a year. Now they said a year ago, green shoots. Now they're saying again, the economy's wonderful. We've turned the corner. When every major indicator of joblessness and you name it is getting worse and worse, anybody on Main Street knows we're in trouble. Maybe it's good for bankers getting billion-dollar bonuses, What do you, as an economist, as a doctor, as a congressman, what do you see happening? What is the data you're seeing? Is this just more political hype to stall the imploding poll numbers of Barack Obama?
Yeah, I think so. And the one group that is doing quite well is that Goldman Sachs groups. I mean, their business is booming and their profits are booming and they've lived off the government. But no, I think you'll see little blips upward and maybe they announce on the news it's all propaganda. Well, housing is doing so much better because it didn't go down quite as quickly as last month. Instead of losing 700,000 jobs last month, we lost 500,000 jobs and you're supposed to feel good. So it's a lot of propaganda. They first want you to be very fearful and get you to go along with what they want to do, and then they turn around and they want to convince you they're doing such a grand job, and they'll tell you everything is wonderful. But there's a limit to how long they can fool the people. You know, if you've been out of work and you don't have enough money to feed your kids and you listen to this, you just don't buy into this stuff. So I've always argued that the people are generally 10 to 15 years ahead of Congress, whether it has to do with foreign policy or the war, drug war, or now even on some of these things that they're complaining about now. And that's why these events are very important to get the attention of the members of Congress, because ultimately they like their job. And if they know there's enough people out there, they're gonna pay attention and they'll change their voting.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
the issue here is if we arrest these people for their crimes, that illustrates and breaks their back right there to put in a constitutional system. So I'm just saying skip all the middle phases and go right to arresting the crooks. I mean,
well, I don't quite have enough information to tell you who's going to get arrested or should be arrested and who's going to do the arresting, you know.
But your audit goes a long way towards beginning that process.
That is the purpose, is to find out the information, because I've argued that, see, I don't talk about control of monetary policy. I don't talk about a new monetary system. I'm talking about transparency and opening up the books and then going from there. People are upset and angry, and yeah. They know. And if these books get open about the time we have prices going up, that will be the inflation tax. People, you know, they're getting hit, but not as bad as if you have a CPI going up for 10, 15, 20%. That's when the people are really going to be upset, because they've lost a lot already. People lost a lot in the value of their homes and their stocks. But what happens if they lose the value of the purchasing power of their weekly paycheck or Social Security beneficiaries? And that is going to be a big event. Mm-hmm. And that is something, no matter what the government does, they can't take care of it, because the more they go into deficit financing, once the psychology shifts, it's amazing that we doubled the money supply and you didn't have a tremendous shift in psychology. Gold holds its own and it does go up. But there will be a point when the psychology shifts and they say, well, we need to help the elderly and the unemployed, so we're going to double their paycheck, their check, because they can't live on what they're getting. That psychology then is going to be the panic.
And then the inflation.
What will happen to your currency? That's what
so what happens, it could happen overnight. Quickly now, in the time we've got left, a question. Does Dr. Paul foresee a default on U.S. debt, a bank holiday, and a quick devaluation of the UDS, much like happened in Argentina in early 2000? We already see they're having to monetize quite a lot of the debt, the government buying its own debt.
Well, I don't think it's going to be one of these things. In the old days, they had deliberate announcements and devaluations. The dollar's being devalued every single day. So that's going to happen. But there will be a time when the psychology changes, when it will turn into a rout, and that's what they can't control. And, of course, if they're in the control of the government and the power and the army and everything else, then they end up picking up all the pieces. But I don't think there'll be a bank holiday. I mean, that would help cause the panic that people then would really, really run out of the currency. So they're not going to close down the banks. They're going to keep the presses running. They don't default by not paying the bills. They're always going to pay Social Security. They're always going to pay
the Treasury bills. They default by inflating. They default
right.
by
if they can inflate 50%, they've just defaulted on half of the debt. And that's
okay, Congressman.
They liquidate that.
In a limited time, and more it looks to me like Obama's going to be a one-term president. I mean, he's got a record drop in polls for a president 7 months into office. Your take on Obama's political fortunes? He promised the moon. He's delivering none of it. What do you see happening?
I don't think he'll be reelected, but I think it's way too early to know that for sure. But his circumstances are much more difficult. And I often thought about this early on, whether he would be like Roosevelt and never get blamed for anything. Roosevelt got more popular and kept getting reelected in spite of the fact that he really prolonged the Depression.
Yeah, I don't think he's following the Roosevelt pattern.
Yeah,
you?
No, I think you're right on that. I think Obama is going to receive some of the blame, and rightfully so. Not that he created the monster, you know. The monster was there already.
But he certainly works for the same people. In closing, we got about 45 seconds. Holdren's book calling for putting sterilants in the water, having the CPS take all children at birth, and just total scientific dictatorship. Does it concern you that the White House science czar wrote a textbook on how to carry out world government?
Sure it does, but that stuff's been around. I'm just glad people are bringing it to the surface.
Would you call for an investigation into Holdren for these ideas?
I would call for an investigation of the whole government all the time, because there's too much government, too secret. So the more we find out about any of their shenanigans, the better.
Congressman Ron Paul, have a great recess.
All
God
right.
bless you.
Very good. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.